There have been renewed calls for parts of Queensland to adopt daylight saving time. Last trial of daylight saving in Queensland was held over 3 years, beginning in 1989, but was stopped after a referendum held in 92 narrowly voted against adopting the change. Now, 88% of more than 7,000 respondents to an online survey have said they'd like to see a new trial held. Brisbane's Deputy Mayor and current Acting Lord Mayor, Adrian Schreiner, joins me on the line. Deputy Mayor, thank you for your time. And can you correct me if I've said your surname incorrectly?
Schreiner.
No, at least I had it correct. That's right. How do you think Queensland would benefit? I have seen the reports. I think it's in the hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, isn't it, that's lost by not going down the daylight saving route, or is that just a fabrication of business?
Well, there certainly have been reports showing a strong economic benefit to a change to daylight saving. But personally, I think the biggest benefit would be a lifestyle benefit. And it's all about enjoying the great lifestyle that Queensland has to offer, and essentially stealing back an extra hour each day of daylight that that people can enjoy. It's been 25 years since we had the last trial and referendum on daylight saving, and there's now almost a million people in Queensland that weren't around at that time. So, you know, a million people that didn't get a chance to vote in the last referendum and didn't get a chance to experience the last trial. Yeah. And I was actually one of those. I was actually too young to vote in the last one. And so pretty much anyone under 40 wasn't part of that last referendum and didn't get a say.
Interesting point. And I think if we just look at the motivation for individuals to go with it, I don't know, but I'm assuming there might be some who would think we should do this to be in line with the rest of the East Coast, but there'd be others that would say, as proud Queenslanders, bugger the rest of the East Coast, we'll just keep things the way they are. But the notion of using the time as we have in other states to have more time, you know, in enjoying ourselves, that might be the kind of approach that gets it across the line. How representative do you think this online survey is? Because the trouble's going to be regional areas, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I don't pretend that it's a scientific poll or anything. It's certainly people have to opt to go online and vote in this survey. So the only real way to gauge public opinion on this is to have another referendum. And so, you know, you can draw various conclusions from different polls, but, you know, give people a chance to have a say. It's 25 years since the last one. That's a long time, a lot of water under the bridge. I don't think we need to do it just because other states do it. I think there's some unique reasons why Queensland would benefit from it. You know, we have this great climate. It's interesting, in places like Melbourne, you know, they have daylight saving, but they have this appalling climate. And, you know, we have this awesome climate up.
Hang on. Just for those people listening online in Victoria, that's the Deputy Mayor of Brisbane effectively saying up yours. Back to you, Deputy Mayor of Brisbane.
Well, I think it's a fact. I think most people in Melbourne would agree that there's four seasons in one day down there. And,
yeah,
you know, we have one season only in Queensland, and that's summer all year round.
So, good on you. Good on you.
Enjoy it.
Good on you. Actually, I lived in Melbourne for a couple of years in summer. It's actually quite nice to go from 35 degrees to 14 degrees in a day. But I tell you what, it doesn't get dark till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. It's amazing. Do you think the Premier has any intention to have a look at this and you know, make a referendum a possibility?
Look, I hope so. I really do. I think you know, there's enough people around the state of Queensland that think this is an important issue. And in the end, all of us as politicians need to be very careful to listen to what people have to say. And if it's an important issue to a large number of people, then something that should be on the agenda of governments at different levels.
What about the opposition? What's their take?
Well, I'm keen to hear. I'm keen to hear. But I know there's a mixed view at the state level of government. And essentially, you know, you've got people on both sides of the political fence, both in favour and against it. So ultimately, this is one of those things where individuals will express different opinions, and, you know, even amongst the parties themselves, we'll see divergence in opinions.
Maybe we meet halfway and make it half a half an hour all year round and leave it there. I don't know why we have to play with the clock at all, but is my personal view. But if we made one change and left it there for the whole year, I don't know. When you start talking about other options, that brings in other questions, and then that confuses the original question, so nothing ever happens. But nonetheless, it's a fascinating debate. I don't know if we'll see it in the next couple of years. Do you have a gut feeling that we will?
Oh, look, it's a hope. I don't know about a gut feeling, but it's a hope.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Good to talk, Adrian. Thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.
All the best. A pleasure. Adrian Schrinner there, the Deputy Mayor of Brisbane. And this survey with 7,000 respondents, an online survey granted, 88% said they'd like to see a new trial. And that doesn't mean 88% want it, but they're keen to see a trial. I think that's interesting, easy for me to say, because I live where there is daylight saving, and there is, after a while, you do become used to it. Most people, I have to say, around me like it. I'm one of the few that take it or leave it, and there's even a smaller number, I think, who think it completely is something we shouldn't do. But we'll see where that goes.